sometimes it's just it's easier to get caught up in why things are going wrong or why something's not going right or why people don't like you or why people don't like the idea. But I will tell you that there is a benefit to a struggle. There is a benefit to getting to the point of winning, of getting to the point of small victories.
Every single message you deliver is really a sales call. Either you are selling or being sold. Salespeople love to brag about their skills. And the truth is, your success in closing sales depends on your skills, your abilities, and finding the right training. And the great news is, you have come to the right place here at the How to Sell Show with your hosts, Dale Bell and Scott Sylvanbell. And be sure to join the party at howtosell.live and download your copy of The 10 Common Mistakes Salespeople Make.
Aloha from the North Shore of Oahu. I'm at Haleiwa Li'i Beach Park. I'm in the wild, as I like to refer to it. And right in front of me, I'm 20 feet away from the ocean, so you may hear some waves. There's been some storms this week, so you might hear a little bit of a breeze. Right here where I'm at is right in the path of a helicopter pattern, so every once in a while, helicopters fly over. And then, since there's giant sea turtles on this beach, tourist companies come by the truckload, so you might hear some people in the background. Everything's going to be okay. There's a Hawaiian proverb that I want to share with you, and I think about this proverb every time that I struggle, and that is no rain, no rainbow. And out here on Oahu, out in Maui, out on the Big Island, Lanai, Molokai, Kauai, any of them, any of the islands, it rains frequently, and it's not uncommon to see rainbows, double rainbows. Occasionally, I see triple rainbows. And there's a couple really cool things about a rainbow to think about. And you think about why they happen and what you got to go through to get them. And everything that you do in life takes work. Everything that you want to do in life takes work. You know, I've got a podcast going. You know, that takes work. I had to write out my show notes for today. It took me 10 minutes to write these notes out for this one episode. I had to drive here from Kaneohe, which is about 40 miles, but it takes an hour to get here. I had to get up this morning, and I really didn't want to. You're like, the list can go on and on and on about things that everything is going to take work. And the bigger the goal, the more work it is, the bigger the idea, the crazier the idea, the more work it is, the more synergy you're going to need. Sometimes the more people that you're going to need to make that help. And sometimes it's easier to get caught up in why things are going wrong or why something's not going right or why people don't like you or why people don't like the idea. But I will tell you that there is a benefit to a struggle. There is a benefit to getting to the point of winning, of getting to the point of small victories. And I think a lot of times when I work with salespeople, they're looking for the ultimate goal. They're looking for the gold medal at the end of the game. They're not looking for the little victory for I beat this record for this month or I beat this record for last month. They want to see instant gratification. They want to see instant fix, and I can't think of anything that works that way. Very rarely have I ever worked with salespeople. I could think of like two or three that were just naturally talented, and everything just automatically worked out for them. They grasped the idea perfectly, and they ran with it, and things worked. That's not the norm for people, and so what will happen is I will have somebody tell me a story like, I've heard of this guy and how good he was and what he did, and for every person that I can point to that said that they were naturally talented and they were able to make things happen quickly, I can point to 1,000 that didn't work for. And it's really easy to get caught up in what everybody else is doing. You got to be caught up in what you're doing. And in the world of sales, it's not you against everybody else in the world. It's you against you first. And it's you against everybody else second. Another point on this is most people give up. So I look for the 80% point. And in my mind, That's like my first point that I go for anything in my life. Where do 80% of the people give up? Because then I'm really at my competition with the 20 who are going to stick to the game. Think about that. 80% of people are going to give up. Where's that denotation? Where's that mark? Where's the line in the sand? Where is that ability to point out and go, where do most people quit? And so if I'm taking training or I'm taking coaching and it's high level, I'll ask the coach or the mentor, I'll say, where do 80% of people fail? Where is it that they give up? And that's the line that I go for. And sometimes, depending upon what's going on in my life, I'll pull it back and say, where do the first 20% of people quit? And they'll tell me, hey, at this point, I'm like, okay. And then I get to that point, and I go, like, where are the next 10% of people quit? And then they tell me. And then I go, okay, where's the next 10%? And then, you know, at some point, I end up getting to the 80%, and then I ask the coach or ask the mentor, and I say, okay, where is it that the next 5% of people give up? Because you have to fraction it down at this point, because now you're up against real competition. Where is it that the next 5% of people quit? Where is it the next 5% of people have problems? You know, I start looking for, like, how can I build my rainbow? How can I look to the point and go, I'm going to make this happen no matter what happens? Because there's a nagging feeling when you quit. I've had it. You know, when I was a kid in third grade, my parents gave me guitar lessons. And, you know, at my age now, women love dudes that can play guitar. And for purely dating reasons, it would be cool for me to play the guitar, but I gave up in third grade. So, you know, I'm a couple tacos or a couple cheeseburgers past life of getting started. I mean, I could take lessons, but, I mean, I would have to make up almost 35 years of playing guitar. I could do it. It's just at this point in my life, it's not something that I'm interested in. But it is nagging in the back of my head, hey, Scott, you gave up on playing the guitar. Every single one of us has one of those lessons where we gave up on something. It may or not be a guitar for you. When you achieve something, even at a small level, people see you as a hero because so many people out there are scared to take a step. So many people out there are scared to move forward. So, like, when you take a move and you make something happen, there's people who are silently cheering for you. There's people that are clapping for you that you may not see. And so you should start looking for that. Who's the person that's going to encourage me? Who's the person who's silently cheering for me so that I know that it's okay to keep going? Hey, we might have never met, but I'm going to tell you, as long as you're doing something good in your life, you're not breaking law, you're not hurting yourself, keep going. You got this. It's okay. There's adversity. There's people who are in your way. There's obstacles that are in your way, but you got to keep going. If it comes down to it, like, there's days that, like, this podcast, you know, I recorded an episode a couple of days ago where I hadn't podcasted in 18 months because my dad was my partner. And when he passed away, I kind of went like, man, I miss doing the show with my dad. We had all sorts of guests lined up. We had all sorts of episodes in the can. Everything was going to work out. And I started thinking about, like, my dad would be encouraging me. If I'm not going to do it for myself, you know what? I'm going to do it for him. You know, there's been a lot of rain in my life. I'm looking for that rainbow. I'm going to do it for my dad. I'm giving you a real life example of something that you may possibly use. Along with that, you got to be willing to ask for help. And there is a huge fear in all of us that we don't want to look dumb and we don't want to look needy. But that's what coaches and mentors are for. That's what you pay somebody for. That's why you barter with somebody. That's why you get somebody who's going to teach you how to be better. And you look for those people who are really going to tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. And sometimes I've been guilty of this, that I haven't, in the early stages of my career, I didn't coach people the right way. I didn't encourage them the right way. I was new to it. There was some feet that I had to get underneath me. There was a learning curve for me too. And, you know, sometimes you might hear something from a coach that just really makes you mad. Use it for your, like, you know what, I'm going to use that and prove them wrong. I'm going to go out and I'm going to do it. I'm going to take their advice. I'm going to make the modifications, but I'm going to prove them that, like, I'm not giving up. I'm not going to quit. I'm going to keep going. I'm looking for my rainbow. I'm looking for the reasons why I should keep moving forward. And, you know, when you ask for help and somebody really wants to help you and they're being genuine about it, they might give you some advice that hurts your feeling. They might say, hey, look, this is all wrong. You got to start over. You got to do it from the beginning. I've given the example that when I was working with my first copywriting coach, David Garfinkel, there was a point where he came to me and said, hey, your copywriting's horrible. You got to start all over again. And he wasn't doing it to hurt my feelings. He was saying, it's not good enough. And there are times where the person that you trust that is telling you you're not good enough at it, you need to fix it. That's the second half of the conversation that most people don't hear. They hear you're not good enough, and then they shut their hearing down, and they're like, oh, they said I'm not good enough. No, the whole conversation was, this isn't good enough. You need to refine it. You need to make it work better. I'm gonna give you this tip or this strategy when it comes to no rain, no rainbows, and it's celebrate all victories, no matter how big or how small they are. I look for every win that I can get. On my YouTube channel, every 50 videos that I put up, I make a special video. So yesterday in Honolulu, I recorded video number 2,400, 2,450, and 2,500. And for me, for my recording, for my YouTube videos, those are my small victories. I put up 50 more videos. You know, I've gone a little bit over 5 years and 6 months now of daily YouTubing. And that's 5 years and 6 months more than just about 99.9999% of the people in the YouTube world, because I don't know of anybody who's put up as much content as I have. And for me, my rainbow is every 50th video. I just break it down to something smaller so that I know what I'm looking at. And then with that, you memorialize all trophies. So like sometimes you take a picture, sometimes you shoot a video, sometimes you do something cool. You know, maybe you go to dinner, maybe you go buy dessert, but you celebrate all victories and you memorialize all victories, because here's what happens. We get torn down a lot. We get beat up a lot from people, whether it's buyers, family members, people who tell us that we're not good enough, we can't do it. Memorializing a trophy may be a testimonial that somebody wrote about you, that when you're struggling, you got a file of testimonials. I learned this in the copywriting world. The copywriters will take those trophies, those victories that they had, they take all those good memories and they put them into one folder so that when they're struggling, they go to their trophy folder. I have one in my phone. You know, I've got events. I spoke at Kevin Hogan's Influence Bootcamp back-to-back, 2015-2016, and I was able to do it in front of my mom and my dad. One of my favorite memories, and you know, it's emotional for me. And so when I'm struggling, I pull out that photo, and it's my dad's in the front row, my mom's in the front row, they're both cheering me on. And if you don't have that, find somebody who's going to cheer you. Find somebody who's going to help you memorialize that trophy. You know, when it comes down to it, you think about it, a rainbow's a thing of beauty. It's a reward. It's a reward for like weathering the storm. It's a reward for sticking in and being around. Like yesterday, I'm out here, I'm recording some podcast episodes, and everybody left. And then the sky cleared up, it opened up, and it was one of the most beautiful days here on the beach. I was hanging out with giant 4-foot sea turtles. There was nobody here. It was just me. I was literally the only person at the beach park. I had all 8 acres of the park to myself. My reward at the end of the rainbow was sticking in and sticking around and doing what needed to be done. Your reward may be something different, but you know what? Here's the thing. I believe in you. You can do it. Keep going. Thanks for checking out this episode of the How to Sell Show. You can join the party at howtosell.live to get the show notes, links, updates on new episodes, recordings of previous episodes, articles, as well as videos. You may not know this sales secret, but sharing this episode with a friend will bring you good luck. See you soon. Mahalo.